Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Faith Walk Podcast. Wait, what? What's this? Another episode in the same week? Wow, I didn't think we'd be able to do this to some degree, but it's because of God that we're able to bring you another message today. But yeah, sit back, relax, enjoy this episode. Hopefully it hits you right in the heart like it did me when I was going through this and just the Spirit of God just writing this down for me. But yeah, no, please sit back and enjoy it, and y'all have a fantastic day. God bless. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and as you heard, it's another episode in the same week. That's three episodes in a row, guys. I am ecstatic, and I praise God that he's given me three different messages. But yeah, let's just dive right into this. Like I said in the intro, it really hit me hard when I was writing this down and then putting it on the iPad so I could sit here and, you know, get the points across, make sure I stay on track and everything. But yeah, hey, this is exciting. And like I said, I hope this hits you where it hit me. A little backstory to this message is I just started singing, "This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles." You know, that song. And this is how I fight my battles. If you know how it goes. Sorry, I'm not the best singer in the world. But anyway, that's besides the point. But it just hit me, and it's like wanting me to, and I wanted to ask myself this, and this is where a lot of it comes from, is when is the last time you felt surrounded? What did you do about it? How did you fight your battle? Did you do it on your knees, or did you try to fight it yourself? These are very important and key questions that you need to ask yourself when you're going through a battle or just come out of a battle. You know, you always want to debrief yourself, I feel like, a little bit to see where you could have improved on the whole battle situation, and we get deeper here in just a little bit. The main question, like I said, when is the last time you felt surrounded? Last time I felt surrounded was about a week or two ago. I was just drowning in my emotions, and I wasn't giving it to God fully. I would lay it down, pick it up, lay it down, pick it up, lay it down, pick it up. And that goes into, what did I do about it? Or what did you do about it? And it's, again, I laid it down, picked it up, laid it down, picked it up. How did I fight my battle? I was trying to fight it on my own with kind of God's help, but more on my side, my help, trying to help myself. That's what I was trying to say there. Did I fight it on my knees, or did I try to fight it myself? Or, you know, how I have it worded is, did you do it on your knees, or did you try to fight yourself? Well, I tried to fight myself, like I said, to a degree. I'd give it to God, come back, pick it up, and it just got heavier and heavier and heavier until I had that breakthrough Sunday night. And I want to thank God for allowing me to get there, because I didn't mention this in the last episode, but the devil was really trying to hit me hard with migraines, feeling weak and sore in my body from a workout, like extreme fatigue. I'd been so sleepy the last few days of last week, or last weekend. I just, Friday morning when I got off, I slept, got up, ate a little bit of something, slept, so on and so forth throughout the whole weekend. Sunday night, it's like chains were broken, and praise God. You know, going back over these questions, when is the last time you felt surrounded? What did you do about it? How did you fight your battle? Did you do it on your knees, or did you try to fight yourself? And I'm coming to learn that fighting through prayer is one of the best ways to fight your battles, because if you try to do it on your own, you're going to come out drained and discouraged. And I say this from complete experience. I've tried to fight my own battles. I allowed myself to let the enemy surround me. I allowed myself to be isolated from God, when all God was trying to do is just surround me with his angels and keep me protected. And it just, it made me think of, you know, the story leading up to Jesus's crucifixion. And let me catch my place here. I'm sorry. And when he was in the garden, he was on his knees praying so hard that blood dripped from him in the form of sweat. He then was approached by Judas, who kissed him and called him Rabbi. He saw what was going on, and he approached the people that were coming to take him and arrest him. And he asked them, "Who are you looking for?" And they replied to him, "Jesus the Nazarene." Of course, I'm going to guess it was in a snooty, snobby tone. And of course, Jesus said, "I am he." And it says they all drew back and fell to the ground. You can find this in John 18, 4 through 10 is where I looked. And I want to harp on this one line here. Then they all drew back and fell to the ground. Just Jesus's voice alone commands authority and respect is what I'm drawing for this. Evil cannot handle his voice. He has a loud and thunderous voice. And even in the spirit, you know, that loud and thunderous voice will knock an enemy back on his butt real quick. Like I said, this is found in John 18, 4 through 10. I believe you can find it, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, all throughout the gospel there. And then as you continue to read on, you see that Simon Peter drew his sword and cut off the right ear of a slave to the high priest. Jesus had earthly beings right there ready to protect him, ready to fight. And he said, "No, don't put your sword away." But before we get to that, I'm using this as an example to show that even though you're surrounded by an enemy, God has his angels ready to fight for you. This is just, it made me think of Jesus had human fighters along with, a legion of angels ready to come and knock some folks out. And, you know, it's the same thing with God. He has angels ready to fight, ready to go, to protect us if we allow him. Again, I go back to reflect on this. We also see just how much weight the name of Jesus carries in the story. Just like, you know, to me, just them saying, "We're looking for the Nazarene called Jesus." And he said, "I am he." And they just fell back. Just his name and voice alone has so much power to it, and I find that incredible. And then again, you read on, when Peter cut off the ear, Jesus said to Peter, "Put your sword back into its sheath. Shall I not drink from the cup of suffering the Father has given me?" He was talking about his crucifixion and everything he was fixing to go through to save all of us. He already knew the battle he was about to face was going to be the toughest thing that he had ever known on this earth. He was beaten, he was embarrassed, and he was tortured just all for us. Jesus fought a battle for us so that we could live with him forever. And I can't thank God enough for sending his son, just like that verse in John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever should believe in him shall not perish, shall not die, but have everlasting life." And that's something that just still gives me chills, and I'm getting chills right now just thinking about it. But he did all this for us. He fought that battle between sin and death. He made a way for us to be able to be with him forever. And he did that by hanging on the cross and shedding his blood and bearing those stripes. He fought that battle. He won. he arose 3 days later because the grave couldn't hold him down and neither could the devil. And spirit's already working in me, wanting me to go ahead and start studying something else. I'm sorry. Like I said, Jesus knew the battle he was fixing to face. And then I started thinking, you know, there's this verse. I couldn't really remember where it's at, but it's, we don't, and I'll read it here so I don't chop it up. It says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, "For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in heavenly places." So what that's saying is, we're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, sure. We can die. We all have to die eventually. That's not what we're really fighting. What we're fighting is against the devil and his demons, is what I draw from that and what I've come to learn. And of course, it continues into verse 13. We're going to get into talking about the whole armor of God. But in verse 13, it says, "There again, Ephesians 6, verse 13. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm." Verse 14. "Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness." Verse 15. "For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you'll be fully prepared." Verse 16. "In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil." Verse 17. "Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." And I'll stop right there for just a second. So you see, we have to have all of these things put on. It can't be one or the other. We can't say, okay, well, I'm just going to use the shield. I'm going to be defensive the whole time. You can't do that. You've got to go on the offensive. And the only way to do that is have the full body armor on of God. Full armor of God on, however you want to say it. And you want to have the word in one hand and the shield in the other, so that when you block that attack, you can come right back and be on the offensive with it. And it continues to go on, and prayer is where I'm getting to at this. But it says, verse 18, "Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere." Again, I'm just going to read that again. This is coming out of New Living Translation. Again, it's Ephesians 6, verse 18. "Pray in the Spirit at all times." Read that one first word again. "Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere." So you can see from these verses how important it is to put on the full armor of God, like I just mentioned, and you can't fight with just one piece or another. It has to be a combination of all of it, or it just doesn't work. And as you read, it also says, "Be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere." And this is what I take away from this, and you may get a completely different opinion. And again, what I take away from this is, not only are you praying for your battles, but also the other believers. And I went ahead, like I did on my last podcast, I looked up how many times pray was found in the Bible, and it was found on 416 different occasions. And with that amount, I'm under the impression that it's pretty important to pray. How can we fight our battles if we aren't praying? Is another question I've asked myself. How can I fight my battles if I'm not praying? And I came to the conclusion is, I can't, or we can't. Prayer is a big part of our relationship with God, and it makes it stronger with God. For me, praying has always been difficult for me, because I've always felt like it's a ton of work when I shouldn't be looking at it as work. I should look at it as a chance to talk to my father and build my relationship with my father. I just want to give you a little background about me. I believe I did this in an earlier podcast. I want to say it's called Introducing Me. You can go listen to that or something along those lines of that title. Like I said, however, I'll give you this piece. I grew up in a Christian home with my mother. My father was not in the picture at this time. So I grew up, and about all the churches you could go to, besides a few we went to, I don't think we've ever been to a Catholic church or a Jehovah Witness that I can think of. Not exactly 100% sure. But like I said, I grew up in church. I grew up and knew God sent his son to save me. He died on the cross. You know, every Sunday school story you're ever taught. However, as I continue through my education of being a Christian, and I do call it education because you do have to educate yourself. You have to be in the spirit to understand the Bible, I believe. I mean, and I just say, just go listen to Billy Graham about some of this stuff, because he says it way better than I could right now. As I'm still a young Christian, I'm still learning. I'm learning from him. I'm watching him and a few other people, and it's fantastic. But anyway, like I said, however, as I continued through my education of being a Christian, I don't feel like or cannot remember prayer was ever really pointed out on how important it is. So therefore, I feel like I didn't have a good understanding of prayer per se. It wasn't until a year ago, or, you know, up until now, that I started to understood or now understand how important prayer is in your daily life and your relationship with God, but also how important it is to use to fight your battles. I wish prayer would have been taught to me more heavily as a child, because then I feel like I would have had a better understanding of prayer and how important it was. But now that I'm diving deeper and am into my relationship with God, and of course I've backslid several times, I'm not gonna, you know, sorry, hit my mic. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not a perfect Christian. I never will be. I have backslid. I have walked away and said I can do this on my own, to come to find out that, again, God's right. No, sorry, you gotta have me in the picture. Like I said, I backslid more times than I'd like to admit. I now know that if I don't pray my way through my battles and let God handle it, I'm gonna come out feeling discouraged and completely drained of my strength, like I've mentioned earlier in this podcast. And like I said, I speak with that from experience. Lost my place here. Sorry. Am I an expert on prayer? Absolutely not. Could I one day become an expert in prayer? Short answer is I hope to be. I hope to strengthen my relationship with God through my prayer, so that I can better know him and can better communicate with him. As well as my hope that it no longer feels like a job or work to pray, but instead becomes something more natural, like a conversation. Now, I'm not saying that every prayer has to be a conversation. Sometimes we have to pray for things like other believers and people, and just lift them up to him in prayer and ask for his wisdom and guidance if we need to do something for that person or what have you. I feel like that if we pray for other believers, I truly believe that we are strengthening them for what they're praying for and helping with the defense and offense of fighting their battles. I look at it as we are like a few things here. We are a team, we are a family, and we all are after the same goal, which is to bring more people to Jesus and share the good news and hope that Jesus Christ brings. And, you know, that's pretty much where my thoughts stopped, is how we're a team and a family, and after all, we're all after the same goal, again, which is to bring more people to Jesus Christ and share the good news and hope that comes through him. He said to go out and share the gospel. And I've lacked on that so hard, and I'm trying to do better. Place where I work, there's this guy that is just going through a rough time. And I told him I was praying for him. And I said, if there's anything else I can do for you, you just let me know. And he said, you know, prayer is just the biggest thing right now. And I told him, I will continue to pray for you. So again, I prayed over him again tonight, and I'll probably pray over him again before I go to bed. This man is just struggling, and it breaks my heart. But you know, just going back to prayer, like I said, it's always been a struggle for me. It's always been something I've lacked in, and I am hoping to improve in with the help of God. And he just gives me the sense that it's not work anymore. It's not a job. It's just a conversation with him. And sometimes we're just telling our Father our problems, and then we're telling him, you know, other people's issues that they're telling us, and we're just, it's a way to decompress almost. And he's just sitting there nodding his head, listening. I just think of, you know, just kind of like sitting there, you know, on the front porch, you know, he's sitting on the step beside you, and he's got his arm around you and saying, I understand. And just kind of pulling you in close as you start to cry and things like that. And just to think that it all started, this whole message just came from a lyric, or lyrics, I guess you could say. But this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight. This is how I'm supposed to fight my battles. I'm supposed to fight the battles on the knees. Give it to God. Let him protect me. Let him take care of me. Let him send his angels out to fight and win for me. Because like I said in the previous message, I think it was this last one I've read, or the one before that, but I've read the end of the book. I know how it ends. But while I'm here, while I'm on this earth, it's my job to praise him, to worship him, to talk to him, most importantly, listen to him, which is a whole another podcast coming, I'm sure, because I haven't always been the best listener. But, you know, I just kind of want to end off with this prayer, and then we'll have another prayer at the, you know, the outro is what you call it, intro, outro. But I just want to pray this prayer, and if you want to pray it with me, you're more than welcome to. But I want to thank you, Father God, for sending your Son, Jesus, to die for my sins so that I can forever live with you, my Father in heaven. Thank you, I do not have to fight my battles alone, and that I know that there are other believers that are praying for me and lifting me up to you, Father. I ask that you help me with prayer, with my prayer life, so that it no longer feels like a job or work, but rather a conversation with my Father who loves me and wants to take care of me. I ask this in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. And after I got through praying that first time, I wanted to break down and cry because I haven't been the best son to him. But I know he loves me, and I know he forgives me. And he, of course, as a father, is going to discipline me and tell me, you know, hey, can't do that again, son. And I am more than happy to take that discipline and learn. But like I said, that's just where my thoughts ended, and that's where I stopped writing, because that's where the Spirit told me to stop. So that's where I stopped. But I appreciate each and every one of you listeners. I do try to put it in the outro as well and mention it here. But if you guys will like, share, comment, subscribe. It doesn't have to be monetarily. I appreciate it if you do monetarily subscribe. It helps us build up our studio and helps us reach more people. But all these analytics, like the liking, the sharing, the commenting, the reviews, that all helps us in the long run to reach more people. The more episodes I put out, the more you guys interact, the more you guys share, it all boosts the algorithms. And I know that's techie talk for a lot of y'all, but basically it means that my podcast is going to start being put out closer and closer to being first, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't plan on being the most popular podcast. I don't plan on being the worst podcast in the world. I mean, this is a learning experience for me and for you guys. And with that, I say thank you and have a blessed day. Hi, everybody. I want to thank you so much for listening in to this podcast. And I really appreciate each and every one of you. I know the last two have kind of been a little lengthy, but it's just where the spirit led me. If you hear a knock on towards the end of this podcast, on the How Do You Fight Your Battle segment, that was my mother bringing my dog home. Again, I appreciate each and every one of you that listen to this and, you know, share it with other people. I get really excited even at the very first listen. I keep praying and believing that God's going to take this thing off and we're going to reach more people. Like I said, this is a learning experience for me, and you guys are more than welcome to come along with my learning experience and get to listen to my mistakes, and hopefully it somehow applies to you, and maybe you realize you've made the same mistake, and maybe I've done something or said something that it just clicked, and you know, you're like, oh man. But anyway, yeah, like I said, I appreciate each and every one of you, and lost my train of thought. I'm sorry. supposed to be an outro, not another podcast. But anyway, yeah, no, I appreciate you guys listening. I just want to end with this. If you want to take a moment to say, I would like Jesus to come into my life and live in my heart, because I don't know right now if I would go to heaven or hell, or I just want a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to heaven and be with him. I'm going to pray with you here in just a second. But I believe if you pray this prayer that we're going to pray, or to some degree, pray it how you feel like you need to, I believe you're saved. So here we go. Father God, thank you so much for sending your son to die on the cross for me and shed his blood for my sins. I'm a sinner and I ask for your forgiveness, and I would like you, son Jesus, to come into my heart and live so that I can have a personal relationship with you, Father God. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I believe, like I said, I believe if you prayed something like that or something close to it, I believe you're saved. You have to confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and that he died on the cross, and just ask for forgiveness. And you can, like, the if you know the story of the prodigal son, if not, I'm sure I'll be on it here pretty soon. You know, you can come home because you know you messed up and your father's just standing there waiting for you. Sorry, this outro was a little lengthy, a little bit of a tinier podcast in the end. But again, I'd like to say thank you for each and every listener. If you wouldn't mind, please liking, sharing, subscribing, commenting, rating, etc. Like I said, subscribing, there's an option on Anchor to subscribe monthly. If you would like to monetarily, you don't have to, but we appreciate anything that does come in. There are ads that come in at the beginning. Sometimes you may or may not hear them. It just depends on how it rolls. But any money we make off those ads comes right back into the studio to help us build and get out there further, and get new equipment. So I really appreciate each and every one of you for listening. Thank you, and God bless.